Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tina Bakehouse and she's with Golden Hills RC&D. Good morning to you, Tina.
Hey, good morning, LaVon.
We're going to be talking about storytelling, and it's happening in our neighborhood.
It sure is, right in Griswold and Cass County.
Yeah. So we'll talk a little more about storytelling here in just a little bit, but what time is the event and where is the event and who's going to perform?
Right. So this storytelling event is on Sunday, July 8th at 2 p.m. at the Griswold Central Church of Christ. And it is sponsored by both Golden Hills RC&D and the Cass County Museum. The performers are former Griswold educators, including Betty Johnston, Jill Grove, Dwayne Adams, Steve Byer, Lila Hogeving, and Gary Bergstrom. And then I, their former student, I'm going to get to be the MC for the event.
You could tell a few stories of your own, I'm guessing.
Oh, yes. I have some wonderful memories of all of these teachers.
Yes. And as you mentioned all those names, and, you know, people have different kind of relationships, not all students, but, you know, I worked with some of them on committees, et cetera, and other people have other relationships. And I just sort of start picturing them in my heads, in my head, and I'm thinking this is going to be really, really fun. But I think we need to talk about storytelling because people go, what is that?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's something that we hear about. We know we do like to read good stories and hear good stories, but when you hear storytelling, it's really kind of exploded. It's always been around all the time, but I think we've gotten into, especially Southwest Iowa, kind of gotten more excited about coming and being entertained with people telling and sharing good stories.
And I think, you know, storytelling was a way of carrying on history before the printed word. And I remember being in family, my dad could tell stories like, you go, yeah, is that really right? Is that really true? But anyhow, this is, to me, a little more formalized because somehow we get so busy in our lives, we maybe don't take time to tell those stories.
Well, yes, but I do think we still interpersonally with our friends and family, we can't help but share snippets in our life of what's happening, what's going on, or even, you know, you think of gossip. That's sort of a shortened version of storytelling. But with these events that have been happening, I've been doing throughout Southwest Iowa, it's really the goal is to get people gathered together, sitting next to one another, being fully entertained with hearing true stories. And really, with storytelling, this type of way, it's a little more formal than just in mere conversation. All these six teachers I've actually had conversations with and helped coach them a little bit to help them understand that they're, you know, 10 minutes, so same for that, and there is a structure, but then also adding their own flair and personality to bring alive the story with sensory details and emotion.
So each of these retired teachers is going to be telling a story about something in their lives. It might relate to teaching, but it might not.
Right. So I would say most of the teachers are telling stories related to teaching, whether it's the joys of teaching or a funny incident that happened in the classroom or, you know, maybe a moment before teaching. I know that one of the teachers is sharing about a failure that they encountered, but it's because of that failure that this teacher became a teacher at Griswold Community School District.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so they tell their stories. Each one of them has about 10 minutes. Then what happens?
Well, basically at the end, I mean, I will be introducing each of these six storytellers, and then they share their story. And then at the end of it, everybody in the audience gets an opportunity to chat with these six storytellers and to have refreshments provided from the Cass County Museum. So it's a great opportunity following the show to sort of talk with one another and connect.
From your past experiences, do people in the audience want to ask specific questions of the storytellers?
Well, yeah. So that has actually happened at the Mostly True Things storytelling show. In fact, we're having one of those this Saturday in Shenandoah. And really, that's a unique type of format that the New York Storyteller created, where there's question and answer period, and you have one that's not telling the truth, or one that's telling the truth, and three others that are not. This particular show, it's all true stories, and so I think that the following the stories, this is when you can have one-on-one conversations with those storytellers and ask those questions. But yeah, I think people do like to share and ask questions, but I also think the performance element is really unique in that you get to hear and feel what those storytellers felt in present time.
And I'm thinking also what happens is every listener starts recalling maybe something not exactly like this, but similar or related, that everybody starts thinking about their own stories.
Oh, absolutely. They actually have brain research that shows that you, as the listener, your brain changes, but you also start to really empathize with that storyteller, and you go to a similar experience. You go to that same kind of place and time. And what's really powerful is I traveled 2 hours to the Storyteller Project a couple weeks ago in Des Moines, and I was sitting next to individual strangers. I did not know who they were. But we looked at each other. We engaged with each other. We laughed. We teared up and connected, and we became friends at the end of it. It was really a powerful experience, and I think that's what has really attracted me to bring more of that experience to Southwest Iowa.
Okay, so you mentioned this brain research. So let's talk a little more about you've had quite a bit of experience, Tina, in terms of storytelling. Are there more kinds of research or more kinds of stories that come out of the storytelling that you've learned?
Well, you mean in terms of stories from what I've learned from people's stories?
Well, or learned about storytelling from all your experiences.
Right, yeah. So one thing that with working with Jude Trader-Wolf from New York, is that with storytelling, the more that individuals actually get up and tell stories, the more it actually enhances their creativity. It also improve their improvisation skills in terms of being in that moment in time, where if you get a problem or someone asks you a question, that you think off the cuff a lot quicker, and that people in business actually, they sell more product when there's a great story. It's like Tom's Shoes. The reason why that organization is so powerful and has done so well and has been extraordinarily successful is that because the founder created a strong story, and it's stories that I think businesses have really figured out that this is what we need. People remember stories. They'll remember a quick tagline, but they'll remember how they felt from the story even more.
Mm-hmm. And those are, I'm sure that Tom's story is true, because people can get to be telling stories that aren't true.
That's true, absolutely. And that's where we have to be discerning listeners, obviously, and do our research, because there have been stories out there, books that have been published that they claimed were true but actually were completely made up and false, like Millions of Pieces or something like that years ago was one big one that I remember coming into play that wasn't fully true, and that we have to be discerning, of course.
Okay. So
we're entertained. A story entertains us, you know.
Yeah.
So
right,
that.
Right or wrong, yes. So we're visiting with Tina Bakehouse. She's with Golden Hills RC&D. How does storytelling connect with RC&D? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So Golden Hills RC&D has a mission where we believe in enhancing rural life for Southwest Iowa, and part of that is through cultural opportunities and projects. And arts and culture is a big part of that. It's a wonderful tool to get people engaged in their community, part of rural placemaking. And so storytelling has sort of been something I've been working with corporate CEOs, with executive coaching, but also in my world. And so with my executive director as well as the team, they found it to be something that could really link to what we're trying to do, and that is bringing people together to support their communities. And storytelling is just a great fit for that when we care about our culture here in Southwest Iowa.
Oh, okay, I know you could tell us a lot more about others going on, but let's review what's happening in Griswold.
That's right. So we're excited. There's Stories by Teachers, and this is on Sunday, July 8th at 2 p.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. It's a free will donation, so all proceeds that you donate will go towards the Cass County Museum as well as Golden Hills RC&D to help us out. And so we'd love to have you come join us for an entertaining afternoon of making connections through stories, and refreshments to follow.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Tina Bakehouse, for visiting with us, and hope to see you on Sunday the 8th. Until next time, let's all tell a story.